Well, if you're in a situation where you're acting as a caregiver to a friend or family member, you may want to hear about this. It's an organization called Caregivers Nova Scotia that offers support to unpaid caregivers. It's funded by the province, but not a lot of people know about it yet. Maggie Roach-Ganaway is support coordinator for Caregivers Nova Scotia in Cape Breton, and she talked with reporter Hal Higgins about the goals of the agency.
We try to reach out to them to let them know that what they're doing is a much-needed service. It benefits not only their care recipient, but the community as well, because it saves the healthcare system in that they don't have to, use their resources, right? They're helping them out.
Well, I understand that, you know, there is a philosophy of home first, keeping people at home.
That's the way the system is. As much as possible, they'd like to keep people in their own homes. And one of the things that struck me was they're without unpaid caregivers, 98% of the people with home care services in place still they would not be able to stay in their home safely without an unpaid caregiver being there. 98%, that's high. Yeah.
Yeah, that is amazing. And a lot of people, I'm sure, can relate to that. They may have a parent who has a home care worker coming, but at the same time, they're in that parent's house or in their where they live maybe several times through the day.
Exactly, yeah. And they have to pick up where, you know, the home care leaves off. And there is a lot more to do. There's bill payments. There's, taking them to the doctor. There's just medications alone, just arranging their medications, making sure they have enough and are taken properly and stuff like that.
So how does caregivers help people out? How does it provide services for people in that situation?
Well, in a number of ways. One of the things is through telephone support. They can call us, and there's local numbers and 1-800 numbers that you can call. And they'll call us. We can have one-on-one conversations. Sometimes it may be just a one-off where they just need a certain question answered, and they'll call us. They'll get their answer, and that'll be it. But then some people just need extra support, and we'll continue to call or we'll continue to check back with them, and we'll just have long conversations on how we can help, what we can do for them. That's one way. We do have peer support groups that we facilitate, and they're usually monthly, and that gives them a chance to get together with people who are in the same situation, and it relieves a little bit of isolation to know that they're not alone because they hear a lot of the same stories when they're there. So
maybe talk a bit about those meetings, where and how are they run?
Well, right now we have a one running on the third Wednesday of every month at the Sobeys Community Room on Prince Street here in Sydney. And there will be another one starting in Glace Bay on the 28th of October, and it'll be the last Tuesday of every month. That's from 2 to 4 in the afternoon at the Sobeys Community Room in Glace Bay.
Maggie Roach-Ganaway is with Caregivers Nova Scotia. Hal also spoke with a relatively new user of the Caregivers Nova Scotia service. Her name is Brenda Tommy, and she's been looking after her elderly mother for 20 years.
I retired about 10 years ago and from teaching, and left the little ones to be with my mother, who's 96 now. And she doesn't have Alzheimer's, but she does have other problems that she's blind and deaf, and her mobility is really getting bad. And she has breathing problems, so she needs somebody there all the time because there are dangers to her.
And you're determined to keep her home as long as you can?
Yep.
Give me a sense, Brenda, of how that works. Like in the run of a day, how did caregivers fit in and help you?
Mostly, it's the feeling that you're not alone. As Maggie said, you're not isolated, because it can be isolating if there are a lot of people who we care for who don't want to accept sitters and other people. They want their own families, and their own families have their own lives. So you know, that's difficult. So with caregivers, it gave me a place to go to vent with other people who have the same problems as me. And I didn't feel so isolated, and I didn't feel so angry. And so, because everybody's isolated, everybody's angry, everybody has feelings of being taken for granted and being inadequate with the medical stuff. Like, professionally, I'm a teacher, I'm not a nurse. So I feel at times that I don't know. Like last winter, my mother had a broken vertebrae in her back, and her doctor was away, and they had put her on a very strong drug, and was affecting her. So I took her off it in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning. I just said, that's it, you're not taking that anymore. Then I went berserk because I didn't know if I did the right thing. I couldn't contact him. And so those are feelings that you have, that you really don't know if what you're doing is right, and you don't know if anybody else has this problem. And then you go into one of these meetings and everybody has that problem. The biggest thing that I get out of the meetings is the support from other people, the understanding of people who know, who have been there, done that, and get it. Many people don't get it. So these people do get it. And you get a chance to vent, they get a chance to vent, and everybody has some healing. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, and I won't stop, for sure.
So how often do you go to meetings?
Unfortunately, only once a month, but I would go once a week if I could, but only once a month. And but I have contact with Maggie, so I know she's there if I really need help.
Well, I'm hearing you say that it gives you tremendous inspiration to be able to talk to people like Maggie and go into meetings and talk to people in a similar situation and find that, you know, you're sharing things, you're not alone.
And you're
letting that out. Is that the biggest benefit? I know there are other benefits as well. Is that really the big one?
For me, that's the big one. For somebody else, it might not be. Like all the other things that are in the book and in the beginning pamphlet that she has, I knew about already. Like, I was in contact with home care and the VON, and when I talked to Maggie, she said, you're doing it all right. You just need to take care of you. So, you know, I mean, I knew those things, but the support of being with people who get it.
Brenda Tomies from Sydney speaking with Hal Higgins, and you can get more information about the group Caregivers Nova Scotia by visiting the website caregiversns.org. That's caregiversns.org, and I'll tweet that. You can follow us at InfoMorningCB.